This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that, we're grateful to you. That's our gratitude message for you, the fine listeners, whether you're listening on the legendary 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, that's AM 1100, the flag, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, 1090 on your radio dial, Williston, Montford City, Stanley, the entire region out there in the Bakken, and of course, anytime, iHeart Radio app, download it, pop in KFYR, you'll get us wherever you're at, so bring us along, we'd love it. Another hour of What's On Your Mind on the way, brought to you by our friends at B-Mobile, and I know you may think, oh, I missed that Be Rewarded opportunity from B-Mobile. Listen, that's not just a Christmas thing. Sure, there were, you know, offers all throughout December that were kind of fun, but this goes all year long. And it's for everyone. Special discounts and exclusive offers and free gifts on your birthday and a whole lot more. So join Be Rewarded. Receive exclusive offers and just start saving. To learn more and find a location near you, bemobile.com/berewarded. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bottineau in North Dakota. Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, Bemidji in Minnesota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, it's another hour of What's On Your Mind, and for that, entrepreneur extraordinaire, good friend, and longtime chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota as well, Gary Emmett. Your guest host for today's program, Gary.
Thanks, Scott. We're down to our last hour after week on the air, Austin. We survived it. Are you embarrassed by your old man being on the radio like this, or did he embarrass you at all?
Oh, not so much. It's not over yet, so we'll see come 10:30 when
you got a couple of bottles you haven't opened over yet. So you know the answer to that question is yet to come.
Yeah, we'll see at the bottom of the hour here
when I'm making the margaritas for. Not you, you're 20, but Todd Mitchell over there, who's not on the air this afternoon. So we're going to have Pep and Salo Katcher calling in. Actually, Pep's going to be calling in from Mexico. They're the creators of Cruz Tequila.
And my wife's off work, so I have a DD waiting.
Okay, good. Okay, well, I have enough here to make more than two, I
always
can tell you that.
Being responsible show people here.
So we're shifting gears a little bit. We talked to Mark McKinnon, the producer of Circus. Behind the scenes of the White House run with Trump and Hillary Clinton, all the candidates. That was very interesting. And we had just talked about the grain growers. We can shift gears now and talk to Renee Cartier-Mitchell, Williston native, photographer. I've admired your work a lot, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
So, Renee, your photography, how long have you been doing this photography professionally?
Well, I specifically jumped into oil and gas almost exactly 5 years ago was when I discovered there was a niche in it. But I've been doing photography professionally for close to 7 years.
So for our listeners out there, if you're sitting in front of a computer screen, you can go to Renee, R-E-N-A-E, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.com, and you can look at some of her fabulous work. I've been an admirer of her work, and I'm having spent a lot of time in the Bakken and seeing some of the incredible sunrises and sunsets and the frost, the way it sits on some of those oil wells or the flares coming off those natural gas burns. It takes a special eye to just kind of capture those moments. And, Renee, you've done an outstanding job with it. Talk to us a little bit about some of your favorite shots that you've done. I mean, because some of these are really action shots where, you know, guys are actually on the rig and there's stuff happening. I mean, it's not only dangerous, but catching the images of the people working and their facial expressions and just what's going on out there. I mean, you've done an incredible job putting images to that.
Well, thank you. I guess one of my favorite images, which quite a few people have seen, was taken during the first blizzard, North Dakota blizzard, 4 years ago. And I was on my way out to my dad still lived north of Williston on a farm. And I was on my way out from Williston. And it was, you know, typical blizzard, and as soon as I got to his house, I grabbed my gear and took off, and he's like, yeah, I knew you would go out in this, and I'm like, you know, I had to, Dad. And at the time, I was working for Neighbors Drilling, so I was familiar with quite a bit of the people on a particular rig, and so I pulled up, and I wanted that shot of, like, the horizontal snow coming at the rig, and I sat there, and I got the shot, and as soon as I was getting ready to leave the well pad, I saw these two roughnecks walking at the base of the rig, and all of a sudden, it just flashed into my head what I had to have, and I ran out after them, and they're like, hey, crazy lady, what are you doing out here? And I said, well, I had to get my blizzard shots, and I said, would you guys mind posing for me? And they're like, heck yeah. So they went and grabbed some gear and went and stood in front of the rig, and they posed for me, and it's just a quintessential North Dakota blizzard roughneck shot. And they were such good sports. They got so much grief on their radio from the people. They're like, all right, pretty boys, get back to work. But it's definitely one of those images that when I'm, you know, 80 and sitting and reflecting on my life, I'm going to be like, yeah, I did that. I went out there and got that picture, and it's on my website. It's definitely one of my favorites. It captures just how much, you know, the extreme weather in North Dakota that these people have to endure for us to be able to have our pleasures in life, like driving and heat and all that stuff. So it was fun.
Well, I on that picture, it's hard to, you know, I'm kind of an amateur. I used to do a lot of shooting, but to get the shot right where you have those bright lights in the background on this particular photograph and yet being able to, they almost look like they're cutout characters with that in the background. I mean, just the skills and ability to do that is just, like, incredible. So that's a great shot. I was looking at it as you were talking about it. And, I, you know, you got shots on your website with, like, barbed wire with the frost on it. I mean, just some very subtle things that you, I mean, you must have people that buy these and prints and put them in their offices and homes as well, because, it's, I mean, it's real art. Photography is just very much like painting pictures, and sometimes the photography, you know, captures it better than art.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what I specialize in. I do mostly freelance work where I'll go and shoot images for a company, and then I'll take those images specific, you know, whether it's equipment, people, locations, and then I'll usually combine them with some of my my favorite portfolio shots, and then I'll design wall decor for them. So, you know, you walk into an office and you want to get a representation of what the heart and soul of the company is, and art, you know, visual images does an excellent job of letting someone know who's not familiar with the company of what they're all about. And I always love doing that for places, and always having one image where it's like, wow, you know, that's what defines this company. And so I do sell a lot out of my portfolio, but freelance work and office wall design art is the bulk of what I do.
Do you have one of these prints that has a North Dakota road going on forever, and it looks like a gravel road, as opposed to, I think, of that drive on 85 from Belfield, Bowman, all the way down to South Dakota. A couple of those turns, the road looks like it goes on for about 25 miles, which are so often you see those scenes in the movies. I'm sure it's the same road. Where's that road taken, the one you have on your website? It looks like a gravel road that goes into eternity.
Yeah.
Infinity. Infinity, maybe more the right word.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that. That was actually the gravel road that I learned to drive on.
Nice and straight, then. That's good.
Yeah. It's a little different, you know, now with the traffic on there than from when I was growing up. But that is about 12 miles straight north and a little bit west or east of Williston. It's where my grandparents grew up. And yeah, it's like, you know, trees are not exactly plentiful in western North Dakota, so you've got this long gravel road that looks like it goes on forever with the one tree at the bottom by the river there, and that to me is western North Dakota. It's, you know, it's just one of my favorite shots, non-oil shots.
Well, so often with photography, it's catching an eye and being able to, you know, do it, but sometimes it looks like luck as well, because I see you got a picture of a hay bale with a bald eagle sitting on it. I mean, I don't know if I've ever, once in a while I'll be driving down the road and a bald eagle will fly in front of me, and I just, oh, there's a bald eagle. You get all excited about it, but to actually be able to get a shot of the eagle hanging out there, is being in the right place at the right time as well, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. That, my kids are so used to me pulling, you know, a trip from Barlow to Williston should take around 6 hours, but oftentimes it can take a lot longer because I'm pulling over all the time to take pictures. And so they're kind of used to it. But on that particular day, we were driving back from Williston to Fargo, and that was right outside of Minot. And it was a frosty morning, which always causes me to have major distractions driving, looking at all the hoarfrost. But I saw that bald eagle over there. It was maybe, you know, a quarter mile off the road. And it's one of those things where I thought for sure it was going to fly away before I took the picture, but got off on the gravel road and he just sat there and posed for a while. And yeah, with the frozen water in the front, and that doesn't happen very often, but it definitely is a matter of timing and being at the right place at the right time and being patient and waiting for the sky to change exactly the way you want it to, and, you know, having the right foreground
Renee, stay tight. This is Gary Eminis. What's on your mind? We're going to go to the break. Come back. Hold that thought. We got a caller for you. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features WSI Executive Director Brian Cliffel discussing how safety affects a business's bottom line.
It's also a good business sense. I mean, if you want to make a profit, if that's your main thing, safety is going to be one of the things that's going to help you out. You know, the main thing with a good safety program and the companies that we work with is they need to have the upper leadership supporting safety. And I think if they can get the upper leadership to force safety and work down through the organization and stress it as this is how our business operates, you are going to be safer and you are going to be more successful also.
Learn how to effectively communicate the value of safety to your management team during the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference, February 20th through the 23rd in Bismarck. Find special WSI and NDSC member discounts and see the full course lineup at www.ndsc.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Guaranteed iron, outlet prices. That's what you get from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you get 11% off an already great deal because the outlet price is already a good deal. Plus, it's guaranteed iron. They have a 2012 New Holland T8 390, less than 1,000 hours on it, 340 horsepower, 1,600-pound front weights with the bracket. The rear has the 5 remotes and a high-capacity hydraulic pump, 18 speeds forward, 4 speeds in reverse. 3-point quick hitch to it. Michelin tires on this one. Front tires are 480, 770 R43s. The dual rear tires, 480, 80 R450s. And differential lock on those two. The cab's loaded up. Luxury leather interior. Suspended seat. Auto guidance ready with the IntelliView 3 monitor. You get the idea. This is a great bargain at under 1,000 hours on this thing, folks. So listen, call Titan Outlet Center right now, 218-233-3700. Snatch that deal, 218-233-3700, or go to TitanOutletStore.com, TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them, I-94, just south Minnesota Exit 6. You'll find them right there. And remember, 11% off if you tell them Scott sent you to Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host in for me today, Gary Emmett.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We've been talking to Renee Mitchell. She, as we were talking earlier, she's not in Fargo today. She's actually in Denver. And the weather's a little warmer down there, Renee?
It is. It's typical Denver. I think it's going to be 60 today, so definitely going to soak it up before heading back to Fargo.
Is there any snow on the ground?
I drove up into the mountains, and you know, there's obviously snow up there, but there's just a little bit, not very much.
Just a little bit. So, Renee, we got a call, a question from you, a comment. Christian from Fargo has a question for you. Christian, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Proud to be on the air with you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us this morning. You got a question or comment for Renee?
You know, a lot of people overlook the beauty and the subtlety of black and white photography. I've been a large collector of, I've got about 30 Ansel Adams prints. He was a...
Great photographer.
Yeah. And a real black and white expert. There's another guy named Bresson who's done some wonderful work. Robert Mapplethorpe, of course, famous for his pictures of large callas or calais. I don't know how they're pronounced. They're lilies. And then there's a female. I was hoping you could help me remember her name, but she does callas too.
Renee, do you know?
I do not, sorry.
I've got a couple of her prints as well, but black and white photography to me is just so beautiful, and the images are so crisp.
Renee, I noticed you have one of the shots on your website. It's a barn. Is that barn like on your family's homestead, or is it just one that you just love the view of it?
It was just, you know, when I'm out driving around, it was one that was north of Tioga that I took that I loved. But there's no barns like that on my family's property. But back to the black and white, I think the first image on my website is one of my favorite black and white images, and I actually took that. You go into Williston Brewing Company in Williston, I took that black and white image of the pump jacks with the beautiful puffy clouds that you see in the storm clouds that you see in the summer. And I printed it off on a metal triptych. It's about 6 foot by 9 foot, and it turned out really, really beautiful. And I get a lot of compliments on it. So if you're ever in Williston Brewing Company, you'll have to check that out. It's back by the pool table, but it's really pretty. But yes, I definitely appreciate black and white pictures. There's something very, like you said, crisp and clean, but also classic and timeless. And I work a lot with the Bach and Oil Business Journal, and I oftentimes suggest what they do for the covers. In this last issue, I had suggested a black and white, and she said typically black and white is a no-no in the publishing industry, but let's try it. And so we tried it. It's a drilling rig at night with the moon behind it. Oh, and and they got a lot of compliments on it. People loved it. So I definitely have appreciation for it as well.
Didn't Ansel Adams use a certain type of camera that isn't really used anymore? Where there's like a cover on the aperture, and
right?
Basically pull it off for a second, and then put it back on.
Renee, can you speak to that?
Digital photography has made things so easy for us that, you know, the art of doing all of the manual and the different things that they used to have to do back then is a bit lost, but I'm not familiar with technical things that he used.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christian, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the comment. I really agree with you, the work that
Happy
we've seen done. So.
Happy New Year to you, too.
We got another call for you, Renee. Austin, can you get that name?
It's Cameron.
Cameron from Crystal. Do you have a question for Renee?
Yes. What type of equipment are you using presently? Probably digital.
Right.
Model of camera, type of telephoto, et cetera, et cetera.
I always say that Canon and Nikon are kind of like Chevy and Ford. You just pick one and run with it. Well, I happen to be a Canon user. It's what I've always used. It's what I love. And so I have two bodies that I work with. I work with the Mark II, D Mark II, and a 60D. And I have a variety of lenses. Most of mine are wide-angle lenses. I do have some telephoto, but pretty simple. I'm not one with 20 different lenses. I have basically two different lenses I go back and forth between.
Okay. On your wide-angle, light aperture, I guess there's a variety of, depending upon the quality and how much light they can in, do you have a specific brand or specific type where you can get better depth of photo, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, my telephoto is a, it's the focal range 70 to 200, and it's got, it goes down to a 2.8, but you really don't need that unless I'm shooting indoors. Like, I'll shoot a lot for the North Dakota Petroleum Council at their indoor events, and that's when you really need that that low aperture. But otherwise, you know, I'm basically generally shooting between 9 and 11.
Okay. Very interesting. Do you find one brand of it, Nikon used to be the preferred brand of actual telephoto and wide angle. It seemed like for optics was better. That's back in the old days when SLR was a 35 millimeter. Do you feel Canon is as good today as Nikon used to be, or better potentially?
Renee, you got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds.
Sure. I guess to me it's like Chevy and Ford. Just pick one, and Canon works for me. I love it. My niece is a professional photographer. She uses Nikon. She loves what she has. So I guess just, you know, use what's comfortable for you.
You're a professional photographer, sure.
Cameron, thanks for the call. Renee Mitchell, thank you for joining us. Enjoy Denver. Travel safe back to Fargo. When we come back, we're going to have Pep Ketcher talking about Cruz Tequila. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. Cedar fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Auction Company has a busy 2017 coming up. And in a minute, I'm going to give you a number. You can call the number and get a catalog so you have all of these. Full-color brochure, looking good, and be on that list. In the meantime, I'll tell you about a couple things coming up here early in January, Wednesday the 11th, Kidder County, some pasture land featuring some beautiful gently rolling hills, good access, good exterior fences and water, productive soils at 77 for the whole quarter, 83 for the cropland portion only. It's near Steele, North Dakota. Good, good set of land there with 150 acres. That's coming up on January 11th. January 27th, an online only machinery auction. Online only. Mark your calendar for that Friday, January 27th. Wells County is where they'll be on the 31st of January, about 500 acres in Wells County. Excellent cropland northwest of Carrington. Property be offered up in three parcels there. Early February, Dickey County, about 160 acres there. And if you're going to be down to Palm Springs, California, Gold Canyon, Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, March time frame, February and March, they have some wonderful land seminars that will be happening there. All the details are on that at Pifers.com, Pifers.com, or you can call them 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or go to Pifers.com and tell them Scott sent you. Back with more of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host today, Gary Emmett. Gary?
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. This is Gary Emmett. What do you think I'm shaking here, Todd? What do I got going here on the air? Can you hear that?
Wow.
This is your very special margarita. Our next guest.
What's making it? You're going to have to let us all know what ends up making it special because...
Well, first of all, you got to use fresh lime juice. None of this margarita mix stuff. You
now, why do people do that? It's just too lazy.
Cheaper,
to
people too lazy to look on the internet and get a good recipe. But we're getting an expert coming in here. We got a young man who's probably a little bit older than when I remember him. Grew up in North Dakota, Washburn, for part of his life. I think you're calling in from Mexico. Pep Catcher, are you with us this morning?
I am. Hello, Gary. Hello to all the viewers, the listeners out there.
It's been a long time since we've seen each other.
Yeah, it's been a while. A lot of fond memories of North Dakota, but I'm in Mexico right now in Guadalajara. I go back and forth from Phoenix to Guadalajara.
Wow. Now, I went out yesterday because I knew I was having you on, and I knew you and your brother and a friend started Cruz Tequila, and so I've had it before. I'm not a hardcore drinker, but I do drink more wine than beer. If I do drink at all.
The softest core drinker at 10:35 in the morning ever.
But I'm making margaritas this morning in studio. So tell us a little bit about, while I get Todd's margarita ready, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you and your brother, young guys, grew up and decided to all of a sudden get into the tequila business?
Well, sure, I'd be happy to share a story. And part of it starts from North Dakota, actually. We were born in Mexico, here in Guadalajara, both my brother Salo and myself. And as young kids, as fate would have it, we moved to Montana and then Bismarck. So from Bismarck, my dad was in the mining industry, so we moved to Washburn. After many cold nights there, and I think you guys are digging out of a few inches of snow, right?
That is correct, and, yeah. We've lost like 3 feet of it.
Yeah. We no snow down here in Guadalajara. But anyway, as fate would have it, I moved down to Arizona, and we were going down to school there. From Arizona, we started a construction company for a number of years, and one day, well, about 11 and a half years ago, we were sitting at my pool having a pool party, similar to what you're doing right now, is making margaritas, and tequila that was put on the table that really wasn't to our liking, that one of our friends had brought, and now our partner, Todd Nelson, he ended up saying, boy, this is supposed to be a good tequila. He takes a sip out of it, and I told him, I said, that isn't going to be good tequila. It isn't good tequila. And he goes, boy, we could make better stuff than this. And from that little idea, I said, yeah, we probably could. So Saul gets up off the table and calls our cousin down here in Guadalajara. And he calls and comes back 10 minutes later and he says, yeah, how much tequila do we want to make? And although it sounds really easy, we spent the next 3.5 years developing, formulating, really trying to, if we could create a product, what would it taste like? It had to be smooth. It had to be silky. It had to be a little sweeter. It had to be, make great margaritas. And what we thought was going to take a year actually took us 36 batches, a number of years. And since then, now we've been in market about 8.5 years. We're available nationwide, and we're shortly going to be going to Australia, New Zealand, and also we have a little set of sales in Canada. But it's a high-end tequila market, and part of what makes a high-end tequila is the quality that goes into it. So although there's a lot of tequilas out there and a lot of good ones, most of them come from large manufacturers. One of the things that is really a buzzword these days is craft. And to say that we crafted our own tequila is really really what we did. We started from scratch. We do everything ourselves, including estate-grown agave. We then harvest the agave. My brother runs all the distilling process, so it gets quartered. It's slowly roasted. Then we take out the must or the mostum. And then from there, we double distill it. And to get our unique flavor profile. When I say unique flavor profile, we discard about a third of usable tequila that actually would be used in other tequilas, so we would just get the best parts, or better get the heart of the tequila. Since then, since 8 years ago when we launched, we won about 30 awards. We've also won numerous margarita competitions. And really, where we get the most satisfaction is just the comments that people give to us. Although it's a lot of fun and it's a great business, it is business. So we have to look at it as how can we make it better? How can we improve on it? And we have three marks. I think which mark do you have there, Gary?
I bought the silver, and we bought it. They do carry it here in Bismarck. I looked around a few of the off sales last night, off sale stores. But there's a G. Willikers, a big store. It's a fabulous off sale liquor store, and so I picked up the silver, and then they had the Reposado? Was that the middle one?
That's correct. So Blanco is the white tequila that most people are familiar with, and that is an unaged tequila. By unaged, that means it comes straight from our distilling. We let it sit for about 30 days, and then we package it and sell it as a Blanco. Also, Blanco is interchangeable with silver. In the United States, you might know silver tequilas, but that's the same thing as Blanco. The next mark that we have is a Reposado, and Reposado literally means rested. So we rest ours in American oak, Heaven Hill barrels to be specific, for about 6 months. And what that does is really takes that the little youth of the tequila and mellows it out. It imparts some flavors of caramelization, the bourbon overtones, and really lets it just, the best way to say is mellow out and create a lot more complexity in the actual spirit. The third mark that we have is called an añejo. To be considered an añejo, it has to be aged in oak for over 1 year, and we age our 16 months in the same barrels. So what we do is just let it rest more, or better yet, in whiskey talk, it just lets it sit and do its thing, as I like to call it. So, now, but for margaritas, the silver is the best.
When you, I mean, it's really required for some of these other margaritas. I've talked to someone that makes it out of the, we'll come back to the agave plant. But the idea that it has to be in American oak whiskey barrel, there's certain requirements that go with it, whether it's organic or whatever. It's kind of important to use these oak whiskey barrels, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Now, the CRT, which is the governing body of Mexico in tequila, they have very strict regulations on actually what can be done with the tequila. They also approve all the shipments that you make, international and national tequilas that can be sold, which really provides you the domination of origin, which by that what I mean is tequila can only be made in Mexico. If using the agave plant, if you were to make a tequila-based or type of spirit, you couldn't call it tequila. So you have to call it tequila. You have to abide by their regulations. And one of the regulations is it has to be oak. It can be French oak, it can be Hungarian oak, it can be American oak, but the vast popularity of all aging in tequila is the American oak. And that's what we use also.
One thing that that I'm seeing here is the uniqueness of the bottle that's sitting on the table here. Could you go off and talk a little bit, you know, what gave you that idea to, you have the cross in the front. What kind of?
I mean, apart from the fact that it's really tough to knock that bottle over and spill anything.
It's a beautiful bottle.
That's the first thing I notice is, wow, that's every bottle ought to be shaped
like
that.
It's a piece of art. It's fabulous.
It is. It is. Each one is individually handmade. In the tequila business, in any kind of spirits business, it's really important to get that shelf space in order to get noticed. And we really wanted to reflect the culture, the attitude, the real handcraftedness of Mexico. So what we did was we started with 100% recycled glass. Everything is handmade on the bottle, so it's actually hand-blown. And when we put on the cross and cap, my uncles, aunts, and other family members actually work on it, put it all together, and really what we wanted to do is showcase the cultural identity of Mexico. So down here, the cross, I think, is really emblematic of the culture, of the community, of Mexican spirit down here. So we thought, how best to capture with one of the most identifiable symbols on the face of the planet? It would be the cross. So it's there as a reflection of the Mexican culture. But, yeah, it we're really proud of it. We did it ourselves a number of years ago, and it really gets noticed, and each one is uniquely different.
I noticed the number on it, that signature that has number 83, then it looked like 777, and then it has like ROA or RO on it. So that is a bottling number. And then it looks like there's a signature, because you guys have somebody sign each one of them, don't you?
Yeah, we really do. And that comes from, you know, one of the things that we focused on was quality control. Just like in any business, you really need to focus on making sure the product is reflective of our attitude towards it. So
now,
we needed a point that every number is hand-numbered, every bottle is hand-numbered.
We're going to go into break here. Okay. You're listening to What's On Your Mind Radio with Gary Eminent. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. From financial managers to family farms to principal operators, men and women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Soybean Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, our board encourages you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that are conducting elections in early 2017, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What's on your mind, and the program I do called Energy Matters with Todd Mitchell, are brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It is a great organization doing great work to stand up for the men and women of the lignite industry and all of the companies that support what they do in the lignite industry, and stand up for you, because, folks, reliable energy and affordable energy is under attack right now, mainly by the regulators, but some of these extreme environmental groups as well. This is an industry under attack. So what can we do? We can arm ourselves with information so we can push back against that, make sure our elected leaders know exactly where we stand on that. And one reason to go to SecureEnergyFuture.org is you'll have a chance to sign up and be informed when these battles require your help in letting your members of Congress, your legislators, local elected leaders know you support affordable energy, reliable energy, and the lignite industry. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Minnesotans, North Dakotans, you're needed. So check it out. SecureEnergyFuture.org. South Dakotans, you too, for that matter. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today. Here's Gary Amanoff.
Well, this is our last segment. Thank you for listening to us all this week. We've been talking the last segment to Pep Ketcher. He and his brother Salo have started Cruise Tequila. And Pep, give us a little bit of background on the agave plant. You know, there's a lot of farmers up here, and they obviously grow a lot of things. Talk to us a little bit about that in relation to, you know, the tequila.
Sure. The agave plant, the Weber Blue Agave, is the actual plant that makes tequila. And Jalisco, there's only five states that actually can be legally produce and call it tequila here in Mexico. Jalisco does about 95% of all the volume, and that's where we're at in Guadalajara and around the surrounding area. And to get you an idea of the landscape, it is the highlands and lowlands are the two major areas where it's grown. And we're in Los Altos, or the highlands. And we pick that area specifically because it creates the agave to be, it's a cooler climate overall. It has more moisture. It's where we grow it is about 7,000 feet in elevation. So it's high up there. And it takes longer to mature. So where you might get a crop of wheat a year in the summer, summer wheat. Here it takes 7 to 9 years to harvest a plant. Now the plants grow in kind of the best way to describe it is kind of like a aloe vera. It's even though it's part of the flower family, it actually has this bulb, and that's the part that we use out of it. So in the highlands, 7 to 9 years it takes growth. It grows richer, sweeter. And about, as I said, about 110 pounds. And from there, we harvest that and use the bulk of the agave other than the leaves or the pencas that are around the juice or the carbohydrates of the plant.
Now, tequila can only be raised in Mexico. I mean, in other words, they don't grow it in Nebraska or anything like that. I mean, it's a very much a copyrighted and trademarked, et cetera, coming out of Mexico, correct?
Correct. It's very guarded. You know, it's cultural export of Mexico. And Mexico's a lot of things, but when it comes to tequila, nobody really messes around with it. And it's really a source of pride. There's actually legal basis. If anyone tries to make tequila outside of Mexico, they stop them. You can make it, but you would have to call it something different. So it would be called similar to an agave-based spirit or agave infusion. And there are a couple companies that do that. But I think the name tequila carries a lot of weight. And, you know, and one of the things I like to always point out is there's a lot of myths around tequila. And one of the biggest ones is that all tequila is the same. And, you know, from college days and doing shots down to
tequila,
many spring breaks, that might be a little foggy. But or that might just be me. I don't know. There's really, it's come a long way. So
yours is very smooth. Very smooth.
Yeah, it really is. And I think part of that, you can do a lot of things with it. It's not overpowering. It's not bitter. And a lot of tequilas, traditional tequilas, as I like to call them, are a little more aggressive. They're the kind that you remember and that, and quite honestly, you have to drown out
or don't want
the sweet sour mix.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with ours, one of the things that we created was to make it very light, very smooth, and it goes great with fresh ingredients. So agave nectar as the sweetener. You had mentioned the fresh limes, always fresh limes. Just the Cruz tequila, you can either add a little soda, a little water, whatever you'd like to mix it, with many of the different recipes. But it is smooth enough where you can still taste the tequila and not overpower it with the sweet and sour.
Now, Pep, we're out of time, but I'm going to have Scott, or if I host again, I'm going to bring you back. Because I understand you're going to, because of your background in doing tequila, you're going to do some craft beers as well, some Mexican beer. Give me about a 20-second on that.
Yeah. Well, about a year ago, I started a brewery down here in Guadalajara, and we're doing craft Mexican beers, which is a little spin on all the craft that's out in the market right now. And, it's going well. It has a lot of similarities to tequila, the creativity, the processes, and it's really taken on by the locals and the Mexican people here in craft beer, where in the United States it's very common. Down here, it's not as common, and
Pep, thank
we're
Pep, thank
not
you.
Out of puck.
thank you for calling in from Mexico. We appreciate you listening. Austin, thanks for joining me this week.
Yeah, no, a happy new year. I'm looking forward to it. I would say get a DD this new year. What do you say? Huh?
Exactly. And Gary, thank you. Cookies yesterday, margaritas today. How are you going to top that?
I'm going to challenge Scott on that. So thanks for listening. Thanks, Pat. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad.
We're going to call you Santa Vince because you have a few ideas on what would make this Christmas the best ever. What do you have from Olhausen?
How about a pool table in your basement? We can get it set up for the holidays. And really is a gift that that keeps giving the whole year. It's great for family gatherings, friend gatherings, or even, you know, you can play pool by yourself. That's the beauty of it. Also, shuffleboard's a fun game. Some people, unfortunately, are intimidated by pool. Well, shuffleboard, anybody can be good. Anybody can win. And it's a lot like, you know, it's a lot like playing poker. You start playing at 8 o'clock at night. Pretty soon it's 3 in the morning, and you got to go to bed. It's literally that much fun. And we have them in stock. We can get it in your basement, in your game room before the holidays.
Carson Wentz has them. You should, too. Get in the game with an Olhausen pool table, shuffleboard table, and for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for 1 year. Play now. Pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball too. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.